The Copper Basin 300 appears to have another loaded race field with big-name veterans and a lot of rookies starting on Saturday. This year, 45 mushers from Alaska and five different countries will compete in the qualifier for the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod. KCHU's Tony Gorman has this preview.
So far this season, training is going well for Alan Moore.
We haven't had to go anywhere. A lot of years we have to go different places because we don't have enough snow or it's too cold or this, that, and the other, but this year, it's been great.
Last year, the Two Rivers musher made history by being the first four-time winner of the Copper Basin 300.
I've ran it quite a few years, so I don't know. I just know the trail well. We've had good dogs, and we've been kind of lucky. I think you got to have, like any football team or basketball team, you got to have everything gelling at the same time at the moment, and I've had that happen a few times. So hopefully we can do it again, but that's what we're striving for.
That momentum carried him to a victory in the Yukon Quest. Moore is hoping to become a five-time CB300 champion, a two-time Yukon Quest champion, and a first-time Iditarod champion this season. He is one of several veterans and a large number of rookies from Alaska and five countries in a 45-team field in this year's CB300. Moore says he loves competing in the CB300 because you see every condition you would see in a 1,000-mile race.
Really gets you in the... I don't know, the groove, so to speak, checkpoint routines, all these things that takes place in a 1,000-mile race. It really gets you in sync with the dogs and your checkpoint routines.
Weather has played a role in the outcome of each of the last two races. In 2012, the race was canceled due to extremely cold temperatures. Last year, the thermometer went the opposite direction and melted the snow on the last leg of the trail. That forced officials to move the finish line from Glen Allen to Tulsana for most of the mushers. Race manager Zach Steer is cautiously optimistic that the trail conditions are ideal.
As you know, in Glen Allen, they just got another 6 or 8 inches of snow just on Saturday alone, so... We got good snow. We got the trail base in. Got our fingers crossed for a mild event. You know, the mushers like it to be, you know, right in that 0 to 10 below range for running dogs. That's the ideal running temperature. When it gets to be 20, 30, 40 below, then you're kind of pushing the limits and things get a little uncomfortable. We don't like to see that. It doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Other notables in this year's race include last year's runner-up Jerry Willemitzer, John Schandelmeyer, Brent Sass, and Ali Zirkel. The 2014 Copper Basin 300 start time is 10 a.m. Saturday in front of the KCAM building in downtown Glen Allen. The finish is at Old Pass Church, which is also in Glen Allen. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.